In an interview, John said that he thought that God to Get You Into My Life was actually Paul talking about LSD, but in the book that Paul did with Barry Miles, he said that it was actually about pot. So rather than being about a girl, it's actually about a drug.
If you listen to the anthology, Take has a kind of a rather spare feeling and some really interesting vocal combinations on it. He's completely tuned into the kind of Stax Motown rhythm and blues sound that the Beatles had always loved, and in particular was very hot in the nightclubs that they used to go to. Paul was really keen on going clubbing in London in those days.
And in 1965 and 66, London club DJs would have been spinning 45s from Junior Walker and the All-Stars, The Temptations, The Supremes, James Brown, and Otis Redding, many heavy with horns.
He got these brass players in from Georgie Fame's Blue Flames, and Paul got them in, and they recorded this great brass sound for Gotta Get You Into My Life, and it just elevated it. So with a very punchy vocal from Paul, this dynamic song, which was good in any arrangement, just really came to life.
Heading towards the coda and the final refrain, these, you know, Harrison things come in. At the time, they were the coolest sounding guitars I'd ever heard. And I just realized recently that they don't come in until like 2 minutes into a 2.5 minute song. A lot of bands over a lot of years have been affected by the sound of those guitars, and a lot of people still record guitars like that.